This is Larne Seaport, where customs checks are carried out on goods arriving in Northern Ireland from Great Britain under the post-Brexit Northern Ireland Protocol. It established a customs border within the United Kingdom itself as a way of protecting the EU's single market while avoiding a hard border on the island of Ireland. The protocol is now at the heart of an escalating dispute between the UK and the EU and has led to the breakdown of power-sharing government in Northern Ireland.
I am announcing our intention to introduce legislation in the coming weeks to make changes in the protocol. Our preference remains a negotiated solution with the EU.
That was the British government announcing its intention to take unilateral action if changes to the protocol can't be negotiated. By promising to enact legislation, the hope is to encourage the EU to compromise and also to repair devolved government at Stormont by enticing the Democratic Unionist Party back into power sharing with the nationalist Sinn Féin. The DUP, who cautiously welcomed the move, say the protocol undermines Northern Ireland's right to equal treatment as part of the UK.
The DUP warned about the consequences of this protocol, and that's why we opposed it from the beginning, because we recognised the political and economic instability it would cause and the harm it would create for the Union itself.
The European Union is likely to see this move by the British government as a threat, and it has warned about the consequences of unilateral action, potentially including a legal challenge if they believe the British government has breached international law, potentially even down the line resulting in a trade war. And as much as the Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary say they hope for a negotiated resolution to all of this, it's frankly quite hard to see the EU capitulating under the shadow of a threat. The Irish Foreign Minister said it was damaging to trust, with a general lack of trust already an aggravating factor.
I think that is a significant problem. In Northern Ireland, in a recent poll, 4% expressed trust in the UK government, which is a very low percent for a resident sovereign government. And I think within the Conservative Party, there's all sorts of games being played which we don't actually understand necessarily from here between ministers. And then there's another factor, which is the American factor. Exactly how would they want to negotiate their interest in Northern Ireland? So all of these things have not yet crystallised, and we have to wait for the consequences.
All of which leaves the wider dispute and Northern Ireland's problems within it little closer to resolution. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Belfast.